started with finance staff, I assume finance staff of the Assembly, talking to the IPSA people who were overdoing the review from Westminster.
And IPSA are the Westminster regulator.
Yes, that's correct.
For expenses.
And they complained, or raised with them, that there was if they took a decision to turn down a claim, there was a process operating whereby a member could go straight to members of the commission. Members of the commission would speak to the clerk or senior official within the Assembly, and the decision would be reversed. And the IPSA people said this was an undocumented process, and they strongly recommended that an absolutely clear documented process be put in place to avoid what they called irregular expenditure, which is expenditure outside the rules. Now, I understand that it was raised in the Assembly yesterday. They were saying that no, that doesn't happen. The only thing is that we have is we do have an appeal mechanism in the documents, and that doesn't involve the Commission, but it does. The appeal mechanism in the existing manual that goes out to all members says that if a member of the Assembly is aggrieved at not having the money paid, they can appeal to the clerk or director general, and I quote this.
Well, actually, Actually, it says if a member has a concern regarding any decision in relation to the payment, the matter can be referred to the head of finance.
Yes.
Who will consider any concerns raised and review the decision.
Yes.
If after the discussion with the head of finance, a member still has a concern, they may wish to informally bring the matter before the clerk for his or her consideration. That's what it says.
Which version are you reading from, Stephen?
Well, I'm reading from a version I have in front of me.
Right. Okay. Well, the version that I have in front of me, and this is where the confusion is arising, which is the one the Assembly gave us a number of weeks ago, dated 2012, says that should the member wish to raise this formally, what it says is that the clerk or director general will consider the claim, and if necessary, liaise with the commission to resolve the matter.
Correct.
If a member wishes to formally raise the claim, he should submit it in writing to the clerk, who will consider the matter before seeking a formal response from the commission. The commission's decision will be final.
So does that handbook not have an informal process in there that IPSA are criticising?
No, the handbook doesn't have an informal. The handbook has a formal process. So you're reading from the IPSA, can I just be clear, you're reading from the IPSA document.
The IPSA document criticises the informality of the process.
Right, but there is a separate formal process set out in the handbook to members, and the version I have is dated 2012.
What the MLAs took exception to, some of them took exception to yesterday, was you describing any process as secret.
Yeah.
Did you not over-egg that?
No. There is a formal process here which says that you can go in formally, you put it in writing to the chief executive, he goes to the commission, and the commission take a decision on it, which is final. Right? That's what the official version says.
But what's secret about the process?
That's not secret process. But what the... that's where everything is documented, everything's put on the record. What the Assembly staff raised with IPSA is that there is a separate process, or there was a separate process in a number of cases, where members would just go to Commission members. Commission members would intervene, speak to senior Assembly staff, and they would be just told pay the claim.
Well, when you say just told pay the claim,
yeah,
Alan, how do you know that the person that tells them to pay the claim hadn't reviewed it and hadn't decided and had decided upon reflection that actually the right thing to do was pay the claim? Just told pay the claim suggests that they didn't even scrutinise it.
Well, we don't know that, but what IPSA said was that we have asked the Assembly for details of how this operated. We haven't had that yet. But what we have said is, and what IPSA said, not us, this is what IPSA said, was that this system was so informal, it had a number of risks, it undermined the staff of the Assembly taking the decision, and it also gave rise to the risk of irregular payments being made, that is, that payments were outside the rules. And that's what the IPSA review said, and they strongly recommended to the Assembly that this should be immediately changed and formalised.
Correct, but what was secret about it?
Well, this was a separate operating system. It was a
system is too strong a word, is it not?
Well, what is a system? It was a process in place whereby if you this is public money, and you should have processes in place that are clear and above board and are recorded so they can be audited. It's one thing to have a process that says, if you don't like this decision, you appeal in writing, there's a formal process and the decision is made. And the decision is made involves the Commission. So again, you're back again to the fact that you have the Commission taking the decision. That's back again. That's the formal process.
Well, the Commission doesn't take the decision.
Well,
the Commission does not take the decision.
Well, the version of the manual that I have in front of me says that any response from the Commission will be considered final. And that was the version 13 of the Members' Handbook issued in 2012 to members, December 12th.
What needs to happen now, Alan?
What needs to happen?
There's a war of words between you and senior MLAs at the Assembly.
Well, they're saying you're
wrong.
The situation is quite clear, Stephen. The decision on how to make, or sorry, the process on how to make decisions on these claims lies with the Assembly. We don't challenge that. That's their decision. So if they choose to operate in this way, that is a matter for them. We have made it clear that we think that that has risks in it, and we have made a claim that we think that the number of claims have been paid which are outside the rules. And we have asked for further information from the Assembly on those. We haven't had it yet. What we're going to do is quite simply proceed to make our final determination on the new... it will then be for another panel in the future to have these discussions with the Assembly, because it's clear that I think that the Assembly and we have very different views
okay.
on how the system should operate.
Alan McQuillan, thank you very much indeed.